Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, and the number for you is 603-283-6160. As we kick off the second hour of this live Saturday show with you tonight, it's Ian
and the Captain
and Mark.
All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls here in just a moment. You can bring up anything you want, but coming up, you guys were just talking about the vaccine and like what's in it. You know, what are the ingredients? As though, you know, you believe these people, right? Like,
they're going to tell you the truth?
I mean,
the caller had asked, yeah. Hey, has anybody put out a thing? And I thought, well, let's consult the magic rectangle. And so I did.
Sure.
First result, and that's what I read. Now,
the magic rectangle tells lies, too.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Do I believe that that's all that's in it?
I could only believe what I'm told. I mean, I choose to...
I don't believe what I'm told.
When it comes to medical science, why would they lie to us about the ingredients in the vaccine?
I don't know. There's a lot of people out there. Some people have different motives. So, for instance, the government gang, they have doctors who will absolutely lie to you.
Yeah.
Well, and it's because my doctor says different things than their doctor.
And it's not like the government has never lied to people and given them an injection that wasn't something that they said it was.
Sure. Right. The government is generally not distributing this. It's being distributed through medical channels.
Well, Biden's talking about bringing National Guard and military members into the streets to distribute this.
That is a fact.
Yeah. So I think you're going to be wrong about that shortly.
It does not surprise me that a Democrat wants to use government means rather than free market means.
Trump wanted to do the same thing.
I think that the best thing to do is to for Pfizer and Moderna to use the systems that we call drug stores to distribute this, and that wouldn't change the ingredients of it. So, I mean, I get that large corporations work hand-in-hand in a fascistic dance with the government, but I don't know enough about lipids and salts and a variety of other things that they could have whatever good or bad thing in this vaccine and tell me the truth. I don't need to presume that they're lying to me. I just know that everything's been fine up to this point. I'm not interested in a vaccine.
When you say everything's been fine, what do you mean?
In my life.
You mean regarding vaccines?
In regarding my life.
Because didn't you take some vaccines and like get really sick?
Yeah, I can't take the flu vaccine.
So that wasn't fine.
Right.
Okay.
But that was 2 decades ago.
But everything was not fine.
I have a system for dealing with vaccines.
Don't
which
take
is
it.
Let other people take them first.
But other people took the flu vaccine and they were okay, but you got sick.
Right. And if I got
some people take a vaccine and they die.
If I got sick from the COVID-19 vaccine, I wouldn't take it again.
Yeah, wouldn't that suck though if you actually died from taking the COVID-19 vaccine?
It would suck.
Yeah.
If you died from taking the COVID-19.
Especially when your body would likely beat the thing if you actually did get it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Tim on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
I can understand how people get brainwashed because they watch television.
Yeah.
With a relative of mine. First thing he did was get up in the morning and put on MSNBC, and I was like, oh, my God.
Here's what you should think for the day.
Right, yeah.
But there's people, think about how many there are. Well, there's not that many compared to the people that do know what's going on.
Well, I mean, the number of people watching MSNBC and the Fox News and CNN and all these other mainstream media channels is going down over time. I mean, basically their audience is dying off.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. They're going to run out of money.
But that doesn't mean the millennials are any better educated.
I wouldn't propose to know what's going on either. I mean,
people always have an attitude about social media, Facebook. Everybody's complaining about this, that. Yeah, they don't use it. That's all.
Yeah,
don't
right.
use it. They'll go away.
Well, I can tell you this as far as Facebook goes. Most of the time I get, I exit Facebook, I feel worse than when I got on. Now, I know people who use Facebook to look at pictures of their family and puppies and a variety of things, and Facebook is a net positive in their life. And I recommend Facebook for those people. But if you get on Facebook and you feel sort of, you know, middle of the road, and then you get off Facebook and you're angry that everybody's stupid, then stop using Facebook, because everybody doesn't get smarter when you're angry. They, you know, that doesn't change the world at all. All you do is Facebook makes you angry. So stop using Facebook.
What happens, what happens if I'm already thinking and angry and thinking people are stupid and then get on Facebook?
Well, then you'd be like everybody else.
Then it's just
who's on Facebook.
It's just reinforcement.
Angry and stupid.
Just reinforcement.
Tim, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
What you were just talking about is kind of like the same thing with pro sports or college sports. There is so much money. You're talking millions and millions of dollars involved in gambling and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say? I don't care who it is. The money's right. People do some weird things.
No doubt. Somebody will throw a game if they get paid enough. There's no doubt about it, Tim. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from
you. It's one of the reasons I've heard advice to not go into business with your friends, particularly if your friends have never gone into business before. Like, if they've just been employees all their lives, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, you and your buddies one night, you know, you smoke a doob or you have all a couple of beers, and you're like, dude, let's start a business. Yeah, okay, right? So the reason is that you may start, and you may have some semblance of success,
mm-hmm.
but nothing changes people more than when there's a couple million dollars on the table for your next step.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Money is, it's a bad thing to, it can really throw a monkey wrench in things. If you can find somebody that you trust around $1 million, I don't care what that person's like, you probably should keep them in your life.
Right.
Because, you know, trust is a hard thing to develop. And I really mean trust. Not that you choose to trust them, but that, in fact, you can trust them with $1 million.
Let's go to Bad Slave. He's calling us from New Hampshire. By the way, our number is 603-283-6160 if you want to jump on the lines. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Gentlemen. I want to speak with you, Mark.
Yes.
My question for you is, you say you will take the shot if it shows up as not harming others.
He said if he has to travel, if it's required for travel, is what he said.
Right. So they're proposing this this passport, to this COVID-19 passport.
We'll get to that.
And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, currently, I had to take a trip, a business trip, very recently. It was in November, and I had to, take a COVID-19 test within 72 hours of, these flights and these sorts of things. And frankly, the flight took 4 days, because of some rerouting that occurred. So, how do you do that? This doesn't make any sense. So if it makes everybody feel better to have a COVID-19 vaccine or whatever, fine. I mean, I hurt my hand. I stabbed my hand while scuba diving earlier in 2020, and they asked me if I wanted a tetanus shot. I asked them, well, tell me about the tetanus shot, and, the guy made his explanation. I'm like, sure, give me the tetanus shot. Everything was fine. I had a little soreness around the, the injection location, but that's pretty common when you get an intramuscular shot, and, there you go. So, I mean, I don't care, is basically what I'm saying. To live my life, I will take the shot.
But what you did say, Mark, is that, in fact, you said you did not want to get the so-called virus. And, I agree that there's some kind of a pathogen going around. I don't know what it is or whether it even, resembles anything that they're making claims about it. The actual data that surfaces, from people like Fauci and what have you, I have no trust in. But the idea that you shouldn't actually want to have this thing, it appears to me that the actual having the virus and quite possibly ongoing immunity is the likely outcome. Very,
oh, I'm not claiming that it's not likely. It's possible. It may be that I'm walking around with T-cell immunity. I don't know. You can look that up on the internet to find out more about it. But, you know, if it's going to happen in the course of me having living my life, then I guess it will. But I'm not going to not live my life because of COVID-19.
Pat Slate, thanks for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160 here on the live Saturday episode. We'll talk about this vaccine passport that the tech companies are getting ready to shove down your throat. 603-283-6160.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. The number to join us, 603-283-6160. We've got room for you if you want to jump in here at 603-283-6160. And coins. I want to make sure you know about Divi, which is a cryptocurrency, and there are a lot of cryptos out there from which to choose, so we suggest you look at this one. It's programmed by some freedom-friendly folks. We met them over at Anarchapulco a few years back, and they've been advertising here with us on Free Talk Live for more than a year. And earlier this year, Divi had a nice shoot-up, or not this year, in 2020. And overall, I think it's up probably, what, two or three times when compared to when we got it, Mark?
Yeah.
Right now?
I think it's, yeah, over that.
In dollar terms, over at DiviProject.org, you can learn more. You can join their Telegram channel. A lot more people are on Telegram these days than ever before. Telegram crossing the 500 million user mark recently, so now even more people can go and get connected with the Divi team. Go to DiviProject.org, and you can connect with the Divi team there to get, for instance, you can purchase Divi directly from them. I mean, you can get it on several exchanges, but the best way to buy a large amount of Divi is to get it straight from the Divi team. You can then lock it up in a masternode, and then you can earn some more Divi by doing masternodely things, which Divi makes super easy to do, easier than any other masternode process I've ever seen. DiviProject.org as we continue here. And of course, we can take your calls about whatever you want. On the way here, we've got this story about the creepy vaccine passport that tech companies are going to be trying to
push down your throat.
But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, who's this? Hello? Caller? On the air?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Ryan, Chattanooga.
Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I heard some kind of disturbing news out of Norway on the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay.
Of course, you won't hear it in any kind of media platform in the United States, but I think it came out of Israeli Times.
Is it about
19 people dropped dead after taking the Pfizer vaccine Norway?
I heard it was up to 25, but I'm with you on that.
And it's probably 2,500. It's just none of that stuff's ever going to be reported.
Interesting.
You know, these mRNA vaccines, Moderna, they actually bragged themselves that they created that vaccine in 4 days. So basically, nobody's ever created a vaccine in less than 5 years, and these guys get it done on the first try.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a freaking break.
Yeah, not only Moderna, but Pfizer, and then all the other companies that were also sort of racing. They all seem to have developed a vaccine simultaneously, miraculously, in the shortest period of time that one has ever been created.
So I'm at the fire department relatively regularly, and I, you know, all the guys there are going to have the opportunity to take the vaccine when they want, as you know, first round.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because we're the fire department, we have the opportunity to find out what's going on at the hospital and these sorts of things. And these are the places that I'm going to be most interested in what's going on, because these people are, you know, they're right in my biome, you know, like where I live, and they're in my age demographic. You know, there's a lot about them that is similar. And I'm curious, you know, y'all dropping dead? No? Okay.
Anything else?
If you had to put a gun to my head and tell me which one to take, I think I would wait for the Johnson & Johnson, just because it's a DNA vaccine, not a mRNA. I wouldn't take Pfizer or Moderna, seriously, if you offered me $10,000.
Thanks for calling in and sharing your thoughts with us tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Apparently not a bag of weed would, you know,
not enough
tempt him either.
Not even a big bag. Thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So this tech coalition, this story from thehill.com, of health and technology organizations are working to develop a digital COVID-19 vaccination passport.
And that just sounds
digital
COVID vaccination passport. Let those words sink into your brain, listeners. Digital COVID vaccination passport.
Yep. This will allow businesses, airlines, and countries to check if people have received the vaccine. The Vaccination Credential Initiative, or VCI, announced on Thursday it's formulating technology to confirm vaccinations and the likelihood that some governments will mandate people provide proof of their shots in order to enter the nation. The organization hopes the technology will allow people to, quote, demonstrate their health status to safely return to travel, work, school, and life while protecting their data privacy. So what does that mean for the people that don't have it? If you don't have the vaccination passport, will you not be allowed to have a life?
I'm pretty sure that we have seen this type of a thing occur in, oh, I don't know, the sci-fi channels, like, you know, crappy movies that they make, right? There's always, where it's like, oh, if you didn't get the vaccine, you live over in the wasteland with the team, right. You know, all that kind of thing. You're with the mutants and that kind of thing, while everybody else leads a good life in their bubble dome or whatever, right?
Yep.
I'm kind of curious, is if you've gotten COVID-19, do you need to get the vaccine? Because that seems kind of silly and redundant.
Right.
If you... You know, it would be really cool if you could get tested and see whether you're one of the folks that's has T-cell immunity to it, in which case, what's the point? Like, yes, it's true. Many of these governments don't want people. I wouldn't want, if I was in charge of a state, I wouldn't want to let a whole bunch of people with COVID-19 in. Makes sense to me. I'm in. But, you know, the idea that it's all the vaccine and only the vaccine is the only way that you can be safe, and that's... doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, you're right, because there are a number of people who have caught, if you will, the COVID and then recovered from it.
Yep.
Now, these people arguably don't need the vaccine, so then they don't need a vaccine passport showing that they've taken the vaccine because, well, they've already got it and they got over it. Their body has done the thing that it's supposed to do.
Yes, but you need the vaccine passport to show that you are obedient and that you've done what you've been told to do.
Well, then they need to rebrand it, the COVID Obedience Passport. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you when I traveled through Ghana, they charged me $150 to take a PCR test and to see whether I had COVID. Now, they required that I had a PCR test to get on the plane to come to Ghana, too.
Yeah.
So I had to take a test before, within 72 hours of getting on the plane and then getting off the plane.
Is that the one where they stick the thing in your nose, like all the way back in?
Yeah, I've had three of those.
That sounds awful.
It's unpleasant.
Yeah.
That's for sure. They keep telling you relax while they have this 6-inch cotton swab they're fishing around in your nasal cavity. But I mean, and the you know, this is clearly a fundraiser. I'll bet you they got those PCR tests for free, and then they're charging from the Western countries, and then they're charging the Westerners $150 again. So they're, you know, double dipping on the PCR tests. And then they want $50 for you to get a visitor's visa.
There's a lot of money behind this.
Visit their asshole.
Lots of wealth is being transferred to these medical companies and these tech corporations and people like Jeff Bezos. The initiative includes members like Microsoft, Oracle, and U.S. nonprofit Mayo Clinic, using work from the Members Commons Project's international digital document that verifies a person has tested negative for COVID-19, the Financial Times reported. The Common Project's technology, created in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation, is being utilized already by three major airline alliances.
Interestingly, the article you have does not mention Salesforce as one of the companies in the coalition, but I have an article from CNBC that does.
And who is that?
Well, they're a CRM company. I can tell you more about that.
Okay.
Customer management.
Yeah, more coming up here. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on the vaccine passport.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. Free Ross.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it's met the goal of drawing down troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. President Trump ordered the reduction back in November, with troop levels in the country now at a 19-year low. Capitol Police say they arrested a Virginia man Friday evening with a handgun and 500 rounds of ammunition at a checkpoint near the Capitol. Officials say Wesley Allen Beeler was arrested after presenting an unauthorized inauguration credential at the checkpoint. Officers found the firearm after a search of Beeler's truck. Congressman Lou Correa says he will miss the inauguration after testing positive for COVID-19. The California Democrat tweeted Saturday that he would be self-quarantining away from his family. Correa becomes the 62nd member of Congress to test positive for the virus and the 5th member to test positive since the riot to the Capitol on January 6th. This is USA Radio News. The State Department says it has new information indicating the coronavirus emergence may have happened earlier than first reported. USA Radio News' John Fourier has the story.
The State Department last night releasing what it calls previously undisclosed information about the virus's origins. For one, officials believe several researchers in the Wuhan Institute of Virology got sick last fall with symptoms similar to COVID-19. Chinese officials have said there was zero infection at the lab. China also didn't announce anything until December. The State Department claims while the lab maintains it's private and separate from the Chinese government, U.S. officials believe the lab has collaborated with China's military on secret projects. The U.S. has donated money to the lab in the past, and State Department officials wonder if any of that funding was diverted to some of those military projects. The State Department concludes that those revelations just scratch the surface of what is still hidden about COVID-19's origin in China. You can read the full fact sheet at state.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones for you are open at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also join us on our Matrix chat server. You know, when we talked about it earlier, I didn't give you the URL where you can go to join.
Give them the URL.
You can go to chat.lrn.fm, and that'll give you step-by-step instructions on how to get on the server. That's chat.lrn.fm. And then if you want to, you can actually call us through that system. And if you do, you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with Ian, the captain, and Mark. So we're talking about this tech coalition, people like Microsoft. You know, that guy, Bill Gates, who wrote some computer software, so now he thinks that he knows everything about health.
As a side note, before you get too far into this, I'm just waiting for somebody to name their kid Earl, but spell it URL.
It must have happened by now.
Hi, I'm Earl.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
E-A-R-L?
U-R-L.
Nope.
U-R-L.
What's the name of the kid that's named G-I-F?
GIF.
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 Was that supposed to be funny?
I'm just wondering. I mean, at this point, people argue about whether or not right, how to pronounce GIF and GIF.
They argue about it.
It could be GIF as well.
And the GIF people have some really good arguments.
Mm-hmm.
But, it just doesn't appeal to me.
So the Common Projects technology is already being utilized by three major airline alliances. You mentioned that apparently a group called Salesforce is behind this as well, Captain.
They're one of the folks that are in there. Salesforce, I'm sure they have their hands in other technology, but they're main bread and butter was CRMs, or customer relation management tools, mm-hmm. ticketing systems, if you will, or sales funnels for salespeople. So, you know, you generate a bunch of leads. And
so it's the software that,
it's
people,
the software,
that these people use.
I'm not sure why a company like Salesforce would be involved in a vaccine passport.
They're just all throwing in because, you know, they're good corporate citizens and they want to show the government how much they care.
Well, you can get back to business once. I mean,
you could get back to business right now.
COVID-19 has not been good for radio.
I understand that. But if you're keeping your business closed because you're afraid of the government, then you should stop. In fact, isn't there a story about some folks in, is it Italy, where there's going to be a bunch of restaurateurs that are going to be throwing their doors open tomorrow?
50,000 Italian restaurant owners plan to ignore
that. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. It's not you just wait until some government or some big business tech coalition comes along and says, hey, we'll give you a pass if you just take our test and jump through our hoops and, you know, do whatever the government says. No, you just open your business up. Now, does that mean that you're going to be unmolested by the state? As we've seen, the gym in New Jersey, the Attilus Gym, they had their bank account raided by the state of New Jersey to the tune of $160,000+ this week.
Sure.
So when you are all alone and you stand up, then yes, typically you will have your head cut off as a result of that. But to those guys' credit, they are going to fight all the way. They, even though they've had every single dollar they had stolen from them, they are going to continue to fight and do fundraising. But if you've got a group of business owners like you've got there in Italy that are willing to just step out and make a
statement,
the group
really makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference because they can't put everybody in prison. There's just not enough prison cells for that. So, but you have to have the courage. You have to have the courage to be willing to actually stand up for your business and your employees and your freedom to be able to make decisions.
If I was in California and running a business and, you know, hadn't at that up to their, you know, theretofore up till, what was it, January or March?
What was what?
Whenever COVID started, March. Okay. If I hadn't figured out that California was a tyrannical cesspool up to that point, mm-hmm. and then I did find out sort of the rest of the nation is not locking down, but my business is going under, I think I would leave rather than standing up.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's definitely the best choice to regroup and retreat. If you are a liberty-minded person, you really ought to be getting to New Hampshire because we've got a migration of people who actually do care about freedom. Now, if you're a communist, you should move to California. That's a good place for you. Or, say, Portland or something like that.
You get to, I mean, if you're enjoying your 10-month free trial of totalitarian statism, well, there's places where you can get more.
Yeah, and if you're a right-winger, then you ought to look at, you know, Texas or South Dakota or something like that.
Yep.
But if you love freedom and you love liberty, then, you know, New Hampshire's the place to go. So the goal, they say, of this vaccination credential initiative is to empower individuals with digital access to their vaccination records so they can use tools like Common Pass to safely return to travel, work, school, and life.
That's got to be the biggest sentence of doublespeak I've heard on this show all week.
Really?
Why? Just read that back again.
The goal of the Vaccination Credential Initiative is to empower individuals with digital access to their vaccination records so they can use tools like Common Pass.
They're not saying what its real goal is.
What is its real goal?
Well, papers, please, of course, right?
Well, hold on. They're not the ones asking for the papers. They're the ones trying to provide
better
papers.
They're empowering it. No, they're empowering this. They want it to be a total digital lockdown where you don't get to go to a concert, for instance, if you don't have this little pass that you get to wave in front of the kiosk that lets you in. And I'm not just making this up. We've read a story within the last couple months about this technology. It's the same company that put it in at airports, like within the last few years, last several years, actually. They went out of business at one point, and then somebody else bought them up, and I bet you they're involved in this as well.
Yeah, this from CNBC, same topic, but first sentence, a digital COVID vaccination passport is being jointly developed by a group of health and technology companies who anticipate governments, airlines, and other firms will soon start asking people for proof that they have been inoculated.
Right, it's not just an anticipation, it's an enabling. It's them talking to these government goons and saying, hey, here's how we can help make this possible. We can make this easier for you. We can give you a
passport. But they're already doing it, right? Like I just told you, in order to get into Ghana, I had to take two PCR tests within 72 hours. So they're already doing it. So if I were today to start a company that, you know, an app that you could have in your phone that would prove in some manner or another to, you know, the level that some bureaucrat wants. And mind you, this level threshold
today. This isn't just about bureaucracy.
Hold on, I'm not done.
Yeah.
If I were to do that, there would be absolutely nothing immoral about what I was doing, right?
Well, you're enabling this, so I have a problem with it.
You're enabling. You can say you're enabling you can the say state when you go immoral. Out, you pay gas tax. I mean, you're enabling's
not
out
in the
there.
Same way. Not in
no,
the same
it's
way.
It's not the same.
You're
thing.
Actually giving them the ability to be more tyrannical, to create even more of a digital healthcare.
No, they're less tyrannical if they ask me for the app to prove that I had the vaccine.
That's ridiculous.
It's more tyrannical to ask me for a PCR test twice in 72 hours. They stick a freaking Q-tip, a 6-inch Q-tip up my nose.
You're presuming that Ghana's going to recognize this passport in the first place anyway.
That's why these companies are working with the state, as you're talking about.
I don't know if they're working with Ghana. That's not on the story.
I hope to never go back to Ghana.
Okay. Well, look, Mark, you are making excuses for this, and the reality of this is going to enable not just the state to have a digital mark of the beast or whatever you want to call it, but also all of the corporations as well. So Ticketmaster, Major League Baseball, these are some of the airlines. These are some of the companies that are signing on board with things like this. So now you're going to have to show a passport, this so-called vaccine passport, to go and do all kinds of things.
You want to go to a rock show? Yeah. Look, show us your papers.
I have the same problem with this that you do.
Mm-hmm.
In so much as I think it's silly that you have to get the vaccine if you're immune to it. Silly if you've had the disease and then you get the vaccine for the disease. All of this is silly as far as I'm concerned.
No, this isn't silly. This is tyranny. This is a medical tyrant state.
Well,
and it's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah.
Stuff like this is enabling it.
Well, it's just going to happen, Ian. The reality is it's just going to happen. And
the problem with so many libertarians
just like you.
No, actually, we're not the problem.
The thing you try to do is you try to find where the state is the strongest and stand against the strengths.
No, that's not it at all.
You're never going to fight your opponent and win if you keep finding their strengths and fight their strengths.
No, that's
not it
at all.
You've got to fight their weaknesses. I'm just telling you.
That's not it at all. You don't tell me what I'm doing. What's happening here is they are trying to oppress us, and we are doing what we can do as a group of people who care about freedom to stop them. And the way you stop them is like, here's what the solution is. You stop doing what you're told and being a little bitch.
Then you're not going to travel.
Well,
you're
whatever.
Not going to go to concerts. You're not going to do any of those things.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Well, people need to stand
outside,
up.
Make a city
if enough people stood up and actually had some balls, then none of this stuff would happen. 603-28. Yeah, that is true.
There
but people are a bunch of cowards.
Up.
More coming up.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here on the live Saturday edition. Are you going to accept the vaccine? Are you going to take the vaccine passport?
What's going to happen, I think, in my opinion, is that we are going to see a division of class that rivals stuff out of dystopian sci-fi.
Where you're going to
have, you're going to have the class of got my papers, and you're going to have the class of ain't got my papers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is what governments do, right? Like, they find people who are governments like the compliant ones and don't like the non-compliant ones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Up to this point, there historically, there have been the fringes, the pioneers, the places where people could go in order to not be compliant. But now, we don't have these frontiers any longer, and so they want to find the non-compliant people, and they want to figure out ways to make them compliant.
Well, I also want to find the non-compliant people and invite them, if they love the ideas of liberty, to make the move here to New Hampshire while you still have the freedom to travel. Okay, because right now the checkpoints are going up in Washington D.C. They are there. I've seen the video footage of them. They are in the streets. They're stopping traffic. They're controlling people's motion, controlling their movements. If you don't think that's going to spread, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Now, whether they're going to totally lock down travel from state to state, I'm not going to make any predictions about that, but it could very well happen. And if you have the freedom to get out of where you are, if you're in a place like California, Illinois, New Jersey, some tyrant state like
New York City,
New York, the whole state of New York, if you're in a place like that and you actually care about freedom, then you need to consider leaving. I mean, you should have considered leaving 5 years ago, but now you should have a real heads up that this is getting a lot worse. In New York State, they're talking about creating camps for people that don't have the vaccine, for the people that are, you know, now I don't know if they passed the bill, but somebody did put a bill forward talking about that in the New York legislature.
Well, I've heard many people on talk radio, this is going around in real life, saying things like, people who don't wear masks shouldn't get treatment for the disease. This is just like, I'm wearing my magic face totem? Why aren't you wearing your magic face totem? I've got my good luck charm. Why don't you have it? You know, masks are, you know, the thing they won't say about masks is why they're effective and how effective are they. They say they help, and okay, if they helped 0.1%, then they would help.
Well, but right on the box, it says it doesn't stop viruses.
The thing I'd like to
load,
I'd like to back up for a minute, take a higher level approach. It is, why are people allowing government to be their doctor? Because, well, like, any of this kind of thing should be an individual decision. And I say this because...
A decision between the doctor and the patient.
Correct. Yeah. And I say all of this because I in for show prep today, I have an article out of Seattle that says, Seattle Fire Department's going to go door-to-door to the adult family homes to give the vaccine out.
What's an adult family home?
You're not old, or you're too old to like take care of yourself, but you got to go live in a home, old folks home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, adult family home. And
I've never heard
it called
that.
Adult family, right? That's, so you don't call it the old folks home.
Okay,
right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just the
assisted living. Are you talking about that?
That type of
thing. Not quite a nursing home.
Not quite a nursing
home.
Okay. Right. Adult family homes, but also from CNET, FEMA and the National Guard are being called in to help vaccinate Americans.
Yeah.
Right? So now we've got historically non-medical personnel suddenly becoming medical personnel.
It's like
to distribute
the
vaccine?
Yeah, drawing blood on the side of the road to see whether you got the DUI.
Hey, they went to a 4-hour or 1-hour class, so, they're good to go.
Yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is the part that
now,
do not like.
FEMA may have justification in so much as this is a national emergency as declared by the federal government. I'm just talking about jurisdiction. I'm not saying it's a good idea when you say that FEMA and the National Guard will now be checking to see whether or not people are getting their vaccinations.
No,
that doesn't sound good.
This is FEMA and National Guard to vaccinate Americans.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they're not checking on whether
they're giving them out.
They're giving them out. The same thing with the Seattle
giving
Fire Department.
Is a good thing. Forcing is another, but one comes before the other.
Well, who's making the choice in Seattle about the adult family homes? These are the least capable of resistance people, right? They live in these assisted living facilities, these adult family homes, right?
Well,
what choice do they have to resist?
If you're receiving federal aid or state aid to live in, if you're getting government aid to live in one of their facilities, then you've already given up some level of license around your own medical care. So,
are these government facilities or are these private?
In many cases, well, healthcare's gotten so expensive and people make such poor decisions surrounding their stuff that private and government, these things are, it's very gray as far as this goes. So this is a problem of nursing homes. This is a problem of assisted living. This is a geriatric issue. COVID is a geriatric issue. The fact that they're locking down 30-year-olds and not letting them go to work and scaring the pants off of them, that is the immoral part. But yeah, in fact, old people do need treatment for this and do need to be prepared for this.
I don't think so. I think there's plenty of older folks who are just like, you know what? I'm going to live my life and do what I want. I'm going to see my kids. I'm going to see my grandchildren. I'm going to hug them. I'm not going to put a stupid piece of plastic in between me and my family, and I'm going to go out there and live my life. And
a vaccine may help them to live their life the way they want.
Well, that's certainly their choice, but some of them, we've had them call up to this show, and I found it inspirational.
I'm not claiming that anybody should be forced down and have a vaccine shoved down their throat, Ian, but what I'm saying is if you choose to live in a government facility,
mm-hmm.
a government-funded facility, and everybody else doesn't want the COVIDs, then you're going to take what you get.
No doubt. Yeah, if that's the case. Now, I don't know if every one of these homes that you're talking about is government funded. I don't know if that's the case. But
almost all of them receive some kind of government funding, but most of them do receive government funding.
Sure. Does that mean that all of their customers are paying with the government, or are they paying, are there some private customers that are there as well?
So if you're a private customer, you should be able to opt out? I don't even know.
I should be able to walk away if I want to.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert made headlines because she would pack a gun when she goes into the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but nobody else in D.C. can carry a gun if they're a regular citizen.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she doesn't need one, don't you know? Because when she's in the Capitol, they've got security. They've got the U.S. Capitol Police to guard people so they're not going to be unsafe. I mean, don't you know that they have the cops, you know, the ones that murdered Miriam Carey on October 3rd, 2013, by the way, for those who need a little refresher. She was driving around in Northwest Washington, and she made a wrong turn at 15th and E Street and realized, oh, this is a restricted area. May have bumped the concrete barrier, but then any obligation to stop, all bets are off when she's being threatened at gunpoint by Secret Service goons. She's not under any obligation, of course, at that point under natural law to stop and trust them not to pull the trigger. Once they pull guns on her, she sped down Pennsylvania Avenue, and there's video of her at the Capitol where you don't see any damage to the front of the car. They're claiming that she tried to ram her way through a concrete barrier, but there would be damage on the front end of the car if she had done such a thing.
It was such a weird story.
Was this from a few years ago?
Northeast, and she got trapped. They have these barricades that come up out of the street, and she was trapped in there, and they murdered her.
Oh, I remember that, yeah. Blood. Absolutely horrifying.
They're pretending that she was some crazy lady who tried to ram her way through the barricade to get onto White House
Ground. She might have been crazy, but, I mean, what was the reason for shooting her? I mean, there's lots of crazy people
because
running around.
Because they can.
Yeah. I mean, it did seem like an odd situation all around.
Yeah, and every cop participating in that unprovoked attack deserves the death penalty.
Thank you, Tom, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Well, and I think that one thing I haven't done is heard about this. What was this Congress critter's name?
Bovert.
Bovert that wants to carry the gun into the – I haven't heard anything about her since the Buffalo Man was standing in front of the house. I mean, you know, obviously, Capitol Police were incapable of keeping an unauthorized tour from coming through.
Well, some people say the police actually let the tour in.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. They waved them in. They encouraged them in, which would suggest that this was all part of a plot to maybe give an excuse to bring 20,000 troops into the streets, maybe to ratchet up the police state here in the United States and the so-called targeting of so-called domestic terrorists.
I don't write off to evil plans what I can write off to incompetence.
Mm-hmm. 603-283-6160.
But I don't give these people the benefit of the doubt anymore either.
There's more coming up here. You can join us and share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next. The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.